So I think we are well overdue to do an affirmations episode. And I want to tell you, affirmations are great, but you've got to be saying the ones that work for you. If they don't work for you, you're wasting your time. So today I'm going to help you create some affirmations that will actually make a change in your life. And when I say affirmations, I'm never talking about standing in front of the mirror and screaming and repeating affirmations at yourself 20 times over. Affirmations for me are just statements and sentences that I might say to myself to reaffirm something I'm already on the way to believing. And these affirmations are going to help me solidify and cement that belief so that that belief is just something that I actually believe, as much as I believe my name is Cher. So have you ever had it where someone has said something to you about you and you've said, no, absolutely reject, that's wrong, I disagree. So let's say, for example, you're wearing an outfit, okay? You've picked this outfit. You thought it was a great idea at the time. You thought it was a great outfit. When you were looking in the mirror at home, you were like, yeah, I like this outfit. Until you're out and you catch yourself in the mirror and you think, oh, what am I wearing? What am I wearing? I hate this outfit on me. This color looks awful. And, you know, we've all had that where something just clicks and you've decided, I do not like this outfit. And if someone comes up to you in that moment and they say, I love what you're wearing, and you are absolutely 100% sure that you do not like that outfit and that you do not look good in that outfit, you're going to say to that person, no, this outfit is hideous, but thanks anyway. That's what you're going to say. If you've made up your mind that you absolutely hate that outfit, someone can give you a million compliments. It's not going to change your mind. Nobody's going to say anything that's going to get you agreeing with them because your mind's made up. Whereas if you have an outfit on and you're not quite sure, maybe it's a little bit different for you. You're thinking, I want to like this outfit. Like, I want to feel good in this. I do like it. I'm just not sure. You're a little bit self-conscious. And then someone says to you, wow, that outfit looks amazing. That fabric looks so good on you. The color brings out your eyes. It's so flattering for you. I love this look. You might then be like, oh, cool. Like, I do look good. Because already you wanted to believe it. You wanted to like it. You were already halfway there. And let me tell you, affirmations are the same. Affirmations are the same. Your conscious mind is always listening for things it can disagree with. Because your conscious mind is the gatekeeper to your unconscious mind. So your unconscious mind is where your beliefs live. Your unconscious mind is 95% of you. But your conscious mind, even though it's around 5%, it's a very good protector of getting into the unconscious. So it's always going to try and disagree with things that it believes are not true because it's protecting things getting into your unconscious. Your conscious mind doesn't want you to be believing absolutely everything. Because if you believe something, it's going to impact the way you move forwards in the world. So it's like the gatekeeper. Think of your unconscious as like the magical castle that not many people can get to. And then the conscious mind is all of the guards, the front gates, and those guards, they're pretty secure. They're not just letting anyone in, right? So when you're saying affirmations, when you're saying things that you want to sink into your unconscious, you have to say things that are believable for you and that are believable to your conscious mind, your logical mind, because then the gates open and things start moving from conscious to unconscious. And that's when we start reprogramming and rewiring. Because like I said, 95%, well, it's thought that 95% of you and your behavior and your habits are controlled by your unconscious. And this is because it saves energy. Imagine if right now you were consciously in control of pumping blood around your body, make sure it's reaching all of the places it needs to reach. And as well as that, you were just making sure there was enough perspiration happening in your body to keep you the perfect temperature. And as well as doing those two things, you were driving to the shop to get a sandwich and you were changing gears. You were using the pedals. You were making sure that you're not running a red light. You're making sure you're staying in your lane and you're braking, but also you're controlling that perspiration and you're also controlling the blood that's getting pumped around your body. Oh, and you're not forgetting to breathe. Don't forget that you're also breathing. So you've got to control that. You can't do it, right? You can't do it. You can't do all of those things at once. Conscious mind can do one thing at a time. Your unconscious mind can do thousands of things at a time. So that's why 95% of what you're doing is unconscious. So you're driving to the shop, you're changing gears, you're making sure you're not running anyone over, and you're perspirating just enough to keep you at the perfect temperature, and you are breathing and all the things that's going on. Unconscious mind's doing all of that for you. Consciously, you can only do one thing. That's why when a little cat runs out in front of your car, you see it consciously, but unconscious mind slams the brakes. So when you're doing something enough times, it becomes automatic. Whether that's a thought, a belief, an identity, a habit, it just becomes automatic because it's shifted from being something that you've thought about doing, you've consciously done, and you've done it enough times consciously that your mind, to save energy, just shifts it from one part into the other. It opens the gates to your castle and it says, right, you can come in because you're safe, you're repetitive. It would be easier if you were just in the castle. And this even comes down to your words, your language. Most of us are not making conscious decisions when we're choosing our words. We are just using words from our bank of words that we have learned and used again and again. When was the last time you used a brand new word from the dictionary that you've not used before? I bet it was a long time since you've done that, unless you read the dictionary every night, which maybe you do, I don't know. This is a judgment-free zone. So affirmations, and when it comes to reprogramming your mind through affirmations and shifting your belief system through affirmations, it can absolutely be done. But the way it's done is by saying something that's on the way to a belief that's already in motion. It's already on the way to acceptance. So if you're screaming, I'm a money magnet. In the mirror, I'm a money magnet. I'm a money magnet. Money loves me. And you're screaming that in the mirror 20 times a day, but you know you have £10 in your bank account, your conscious mind is going to be like, reject. No, it's not even going to entertain that thought. That's the girl who hates her outfit and someone saying, I'm loving that outfit. And she's like, please fucking give me a break. This outfit is disgusting. Goodbye. So think about the affirmations you're saying or the language that you're using when you're talking about what you want to believe, how you want to reprogram your mind, your manifestations. What language are you using? Because trying to manifest money and using money magnet affirmations to help you do that, when you literally feel like money hates you, you repel money, it's going to waste your time. It's going to change nothing. You have to pick an affirmation that works for you. You've got to say something that when you say it, you can kind of get behind it. You don't have to fully agree with the affirmation already, otherwise it's kind of pointless because it sounds like the belief's already there, it's installed. But if you can say an affirmation and you have this reaction where you're nodding and you're being like, yeah, I can get behind that. That's the magic. That's what we build upon. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. So I had a client say to me the other day, she said, every time I talk on my Instagram stories, because she hated talking on Instagram stories before, and she's been doing that now for her business, she's been practicing. And she said to me, every time I talk on my Instagram stories and I talk in front of the camera, it is getting easier. And as she was saying that to me, she was nodding. Unconscious mind was nodding. She wasn't nodding consciously. So unconscious mind was already expressing this belief and this on the way to agreement by this nod. So every time I talk on my stories and in front of the camera, it does get easier. And this is because, yes, she once hated it. She did it a few times. It was uncomfortable. It wasn't nice. But every time she did it and she survived, she created evidence in her reality. She saw herself doing it. She saw that she was improving, that she actually wasn't as bad as she thought she was going to be, that actually she didn't sound the way that she thought she was going to sound. She was creating evidence, and her mind was starting to see this evidence in her reality. And as more evidence was built, you can build on it even more. So when she said to me, every time I talk on my stories and in front of the camera, it does get easier, I said, great, there's your affirmation. This is going to make a massive shift in your life because you're already starting to believe it. So that statement that she said, it's an affirmation in itself that she can say again and again and again, that will begin to reprogram her mind because the gate is already half open. She's already on the way to believing it. So when something's gone well for you and it's something that's taking you to where you want to go, or it's something that you want to have the confidence to do more of, and you actually hear yourself saying a supportive statement, that's your affirmation because you already agree with it. You're already on the way, and you don't have to say this affirmation 20 times in the mirror. It might be that you say this affirmation, you like it, you can sense the agreement, so you write it down. So I have a notes section in my phone. Every time I have this for myself, I write my affirmation in the notes section of my phone, and then I'm building a bank of affirmations that actually work for me that I can say. And that I don't forget. And every time you have a doubt creep in, or every time you're about to do something and the affirmation relates to the thing you're doing, you just pull that affirmation out and you say it. And you feel better because you're not saying something that you completely disagree with. You're saying something that already has evidence, and your mind will recall that evidence every time you say that affirmation. And then because you're gathering evidence, because you're saying that affirmation, you will take more aligned action in line with the affirmation, with the result that you want. So the key to this whole thing is to try on your affirmations, just like you would if you were trying on an outfit, because you don't know how the words are going to feel in your body until you speak them out loud and you bring conscious awareness to them. Because when you're saying these words out loud, when you're saying your affirmations out loud, you're shining a light on them. You're putting them in front of your magical castle. You're putting those words in front of your guards. And those guards that are guarding your castle, they're going to see those words and they're going to tell you, reject or accept. You'll feel it in your body. If you say an affirmation and it's feeling the same as the example I shared with you about the person who's wearing the outfit that she hates and someone's telling her she looks nice, if the affirmation's feeling like that, you know it's not the right affirmation for you. You want your affirmation to already be on the way to belief. You want your affirmation to be feeling like acceptance inside your body. You want your affirmation to make you feel more powerful, to expand you. And if you say an affirmation that's making you feel smaller, it's making you feel weaker, you're having problems believing that, and your mind is finding more evidence in your reality as to why it's not true than why it is true, wrong affirmation for you. When you have evidence that backs up whatever you're saying, whether that's an affirmation or just the way that you're talking to yourself, if you have evidence for that, logical mind, conscious mind is going to agree, and then it's going to go into your unconscious. And your unconscious is listening and believing everything you're saying. That's why it needs these guards to protect it, because your unconscious mind is the driver that causes your action and behavior in the future. So you can see how behaviors and actions are directly linked to what you believe. If you believe it, you will take action that aligns with that belief. And this is why it's quite tough to get into the unconscious mind. You can't just say any old thing and expect it to just sink in, no matter how many times you say it. It's not going to sink in if there is a complete rejection there. So when you're choosing your affirmations, when you're talking about what it is you want to manifest, the life you want to live, when you're just talking in general, get mindful, get aware about what words you are saying. Use the language that makes you feel more powerful. And you can check for disagreement in your body so easily when you get into the habit of just trying these things on like an outfit. Is this outfit working for me? Is it not? Or am I already on the way to thinking I like this outfit? Therefore, I'm already on the way to believing this. So go and start saying affirmations that actually work for you. I don't want you to be wasting your energy saying things that aren't going to make any difference to you. I want you to actually be doing the things that work and make a difference. And of course, getting into your unconscious mind is my job. That is what I do. So if you have anything that you feel would be useful to be cleared, reprogrammed, shifted, dissolved, any unhelpful beliefs, any unhelpful memories that are holding you back, you know where I am. You just book in a discovery call with me. I'll put it in the show notes. If you liked this episode, tell me by leaving a review. You can just click the number of stars, either on Apple or Spotify. On Apple, you can write me a few words. I love reading your reviews, so thank you. And you can come and drop me a message on Instagram, because I am loving hearing from you all. Go and create some good affirmations that work for you. I love you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the future self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.